Our New Testament reading is actually on page 180 of your pew Bibles, if you wanted to follow along, from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Sir Oliver Franks was the British ambassador to the United States shortly after World War II. It was a critical time in history when the Cold War was beginning and when NATO was being set up. And he had conversations with the British Prime Minister and the President of the United States on almost a daily basis. Sometimes, though, when the conversations were too important to take the chance of a phone being bugged, they had a special bag. And it was a diplomatic bag, and he would put the information, and it literally went back and forth across the sea on almost a daily basis. Later in his life, when he was serving as a professor at Oxford, he told the students about the times he had something to communicate across the ocean that was too secret to go even in the diplomatic bag. Because if you saw the diplomatic bag, you knew it was important, and there was a chance that someone would figure out a way to get into it. So on those occasions, he wrote the letter, and he put it in an envelope and mailed it in the ordinary mail. The envelope is not the letter. The clay jar is not the treasure. The messenger is not the message. And the ordinariness of the envelope and the clay jar and the messenger can actually point us toward the extraordinary nature of the message that we carry. The message is the gospel. Jesus' life and death and resurrection. Paul was continually trying to help people understand that his personal inadequacies not only didn't take anything away from the gospel, they helped to illustrate it. Maybe that can help us relax a little about our own striving for perfection. Put it down for a while and see if it's possible that Jesus' light can shine through our ordinariness. Notice that our attempts at personal perfection might actually get in the way of that light. From the beginning of time until now, God has cared for creation. As our scripture reminds us, the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," is the same God who is shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We've never been perfect, and God has never given up on us. Some of us think that we are less than we actually are, and others of us have it almost all figured out, we think, maybe. In reality, there is something good about everybody, and there is something wrong with all of us. Behaving and believing differently than that gets in the way of genuine community. We become afraid to be who we are, and that takes away the opportunities to heal through the love of the body of Christ. Everybody needs the grace of Jesus to make us whole. Paul tells us here that brokenness is part of the journey. He says we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not given to despair. We aren't Paul and the other apostles, of course. We aren't put on trial for following Jesus. Our brokenness isn't because we have practiced our faith and been injured for doing it. Our brokenness is because humanity is broken. Human life is a journey toward a God who loves us by way of a world that is much harder than we wish it was. There are days, there are weeks, there are months, there are years of affliction, soul crushing that happens at work or at home, moments when we feel barren and adrift and wonder if we figured anything out at all. A diagnosis that turns our lives inside out. In those times, it feels to me like afflicted and perplexed are not big enough words. Crushed and despairing, those can be descriptive words of moments and times in our lives, but even in those times, I picture a comma after those words, a dash, maybe a semicolon, but not a period. Crushed and despairing are not the end. There is a light that will come out in the morning, and life in the now includes witnesses to that light. What's more, the brokenness is not the opposite of living a life with Christ, a life with depth and meaning that points beyond itself to the love of God. The brokenness is what helps remind us we are not God. We need God. We need the gift that God gave us in Jesus. Thinking that we can reach perfection on our own gets in the way of being the kind of life giver that Christ is for us and calls us to be for one another. One who carries the good news in a clay jar. A treasure in an ordinary container. Grace comes to us in the oddest of ways, in the most unexpected of places, through instruments that can totally catch us by surprise. Can you remember a time when you experienced light shining through somebody, pointing past themselves to point you toward the grace of God in Jesus? I know I've experienced it. Sometimes even in the words of a stranger that shows unexpected compassion or kindness, saying a word I need to hear to find the way past a moment of stuckness or grief. And that encourages me to believe in the possibility that my brokenness doesn't stop someone else from seeing the light of Christ. There's a story that Kevin Kling tells. Back in the days when pots and pans could talk, there lived a man. And in order to have water every day, he had to walk down the hill and fill two pots and walk them home. One day it was discovered that one of the pots had a crack. And as time went on, the crack widened. Finally, the pot turned to the man and said, "You know, every day you take me to the river, and by the time you get home, half of the water has leaked out. Please replace me with a better pot." And the man said, "You don't understand. As you spill, you water the wildflowers by the side of the road." And sure enough, on the side of the road where the cracked pot was carried, beautiful flowers grew. "I think I'll keep you," said the man. Maybe our broken places, the cracks in our surfaces, are where the light of Christ shines through to the people we meet in our world. What we know for sure is that the cracks don't take us out of the kingdom of God. Jesus looks at us, at the reality of who we are, and says, "I think I'll keep you." In Jesus' name, amen.